Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Most of us use social media in the same way every day, and that could be good or it could be not so good. Depends on your point of view. And with us now, with his point of view, digital and social media strategist Scott Kleinberg. Good morning, Scott. Before we get into all that, let's start with an update on the Elon Musk news over at Twitter. And a couple of the headlines today: Twitter shares tumble, Musk keeps taunting company as lengthy legal battle looms, Twitter calls Musk move invalid and wrongful. What's going on here? What are you forecasting?
Well, as far as what I'm forecasting, I don't know. I think it's going to be a protracted legal battle. I think it's going to take a very long time. And, you know, he's saying that he's abandoning the offer because the company didn't provide enough information about the number of fake accounts. So it's just all over the place right now.
And so he's not going to buy Twitter, right? Is that the bottom line here?
The bottom line is he says he's not going to buy Twitter. Now, Twitter thinks he has to. Twitter doesn't think that he has a reason to back out, and that's why this protracted legal battle is about to begin. So how soon we find out whether or not that's the case or not, I don't know. But according to Elon Musk, he is backing out of the deal. Yes, that's right.
Does this mean any changes that you and I will see and general users will see on Twitter?
I think it's going to mostly be lawyers that are going to have to fight it out. For Twitter, I can imagine within Twitter that it's a giant distraction, not knowing what's happening next. But to answer your question, for users like us, I really think it means very little. I mean, I get into all this nerdy stuff, you know, but for everyday users, I really think Twitter is pretty much going to go on just as it always has.
And down the road, what do you think is going to happen next? Any ideas?
You know, I have to wonder if someone else will want to buy them. I mean, or will this make it more likely that another company would want to walk away from that idea based on what's happening now? I don't know. I mean, Bob, if I had $44 billion, maybe there's something I could do to make Twitter better.
But, I bet you could. You
know, yeah, but for now, I think we just have to watch and wait.
And anything else happening over there that we should be on the lookout for? Any new Twitter features?
Well, I actually did see a new feature that's in testing, and it is where more than one person can craft a tweet. So it's like co-tweeting, if you will. And from what I can gather, it's exactly what it sounds like. Now, Facebook already has something where more than one brand can work together on a post, and that might be something similar. But the thing is, Bob, I'm not really sure that people pay attention to that kind of stuff as much as, you know, as much as Facebook and Twitter might think. Now, people might notice that more than one person is crafting a tweet. That may be the case because it would be such a shock to the system to see a tweet presented that way.
And that was a test, wasn't it?
Yeah, yeah. And feature tests, you know, they happen all the time. They're usually quite limited in scope. And, you know, I mean, and there are probably other ones that I haven't even caught, you know, but, and they may or may not ever see the light of day. But to me, when any social media company or any tech company tests a new feature, it means something may be coming to us down the road.
Sounds like a feature that could be used the right way, but also the wrong way.
You know, I thought the exact same thing, especially with how people use social media these days, you know, but done right, it could be very entertaining and useful. I mean, I think of someone who co-writes a book co-writing tweets, or two stars of a TV show getting together to co-write tweets. But as you said, there's always ways that a feature like this could be abused. And I'm sure that's something that Twitter thinks about too, and that would have to be part of the test. But to reiterate what we were saying earlier, not all features make it to a finished product. Not all tests make it to a finished product. So sometimes they end up as part of another product, and sometimes they don't end up as anything at all. But if it does become a thing, I will be sure to let you know.
I know you will. I know you've got some timely tips, some things for us to be on the lookout for and to do this summer. What are your best tips for this time of year?
Well, you know, for me, it's a continuation of the things that, you know, we should always be aware of. Things like making sure the software on our devices is updated, making sure we don't have any weak passwords that can open ourselves up to someone taking over an account. But there is one thing that always jumps out. And again, this isn't just for summer, but it's really good to remind people of the importance. And that is be alert for phishing emails. Those are the emails that look real. They look like they're coming from a company that you may or may not do business with, but they aren't legitimate. They aren't real. Their sole purpose is to get you to give up your name and your password so someone can get into your account.
And they're getting sneakier, aren't they? I mean, the people who send them are continuing to try to outwit us.
That's very, very true. But there are always some telltale signs that phishing emails aren't real. And while some of those are well hidden, they're still important.
So our weekly Tuesday talk with social media strategist Scott Kleinberg. And we're talking about emails that trick you into clicking, and that click could compromise your private info. Go over some of those signs of scam emails with us, Scott.
Yeah, absolutely. So first, look for any odd capitalization in words or spaces after punctuation. Something as simple as an extra space after a period can indicate something is fake. Now, I know that's crazy. I know it sounds crazy, but I try to remember it like this, okay? A reputable company is going to make sure that every single communication it sends is perfect. It goes through rounds and rounds of reviews. And trust me, I know that. And while an extra space might not seem like a deal breaker, you are much more likely to see that in something that's not real versus something that's official.
Yeah, that is a good point. What else do we want to look for in these emails?
There are other things like when you get the email, where did the email come from? Is it an actual address that belongs to a company? Is it a real address? Or is it just a whole bunch of letters and numbers? These are all signs.
You know, I like the tip on phishing emails that you told us about a while back. I still remember it. When in doubt, just call the company, right?
Yeah, Bob. It's honestly, it's my favorite, too. And you know why? Because it's simple. I mean, you could spend time looking for spaces in the fine print, and you should still do that. The more you know, the better. But if you're doubting why you're getting an email from a company asking for an account update that involves logging in with your password, call them and ask them what's going on. Your credit card company will tell you what you need to do. So would a streaming service. Some credit card companies actually, and maybe all of them, I don't know, but they've taken the step of letting people know that their company will never request certain information over email because they see these things all the time. Now, the one area, Bob, where this tip is harder to justify is when these phishing emails come from social media companies because there's no one to call and ask. But if you could take it from someone who's been doing this since the beginning, random emails from social media companies that require you to log in, that's really not a thing. If something's wrong with your account, you'll usually get a message inside your account when you're already logged in telling you that something needs attention. I personally would not trust an email that appears to come from a social media company unless, of course, you initiated it by asking for a password reset or some kind of change or something like that. So for me, the whole calling thing, it's just better to be safe than sorry. When in doubt, don't click. And here's one other thing. Emails that say your social media account will be closed in 14 days if you don't take the required action, those are false. They're mm-hmm. They're never real, and you do not want to fall for this.
Yeah, I think mostly we see emails like that, something's wrong with your account. And then the other one, it's about an invoice for something that you know you didn't buy, and so you're tempted to click to say that you didn't buy something or you don't owe money. But once you click, you're out of luck, aren't you?
That's absolutely right. I actually saw an invoice example just like that the other day from a physician network. So if you think that maybe you had some kind of medical procedure done and there's an invoice that you don't know about, you may be very tempted to click. But if there was ever a reason to make a phone call, that would be the time to make a phone call before you click on something like that.
All right, before we get to the Genius Bar question, I have to report on the real Genius Bar. I was at Apple yesterday, Scott, because my phone, as somebody at the Apple place described it, my phone's brain just kind of shut down because my storage was completely overloaded. But what was interesting, and they took care of the problem relatively quickly and everything was fine, but I was shown some things on my phone I never knew existed, some apps that I that were there from the beginning, came with the phone, that I didn't need or use and were taking up a lot of space. But then going into settings, there's so much you can do, and I was shown how to get rid of, for example, videos attached to old text messages that really were taking up most of the space more than almost anything else. So I guess the moral to the story is take a couple of weeks off and just play with your phone, because if you don't do that, you're not going to know about everything you can do or should do.
I think the only correction I would make there is take a couple of months off, because I don't know if weeks are going to be enough. There's always something new in that settings menu. But I'm glad you got to see what that was all about. That's great.
And here's the question for your Genius Bar today, Scott. And let me read it to you. My mom keeps getting a pop-up message saying her iPhone has been hacked and won't let her do anything until she presses OK. This person writes that I've turned on the pop-up blocker and closed all her tabs. It happens on Facebook, Instagram, and Safari. What do you know about this?
Well, here's what I know. First, the very good news. Those are not real. Your iPhone has not been hacked. None of those things that it says make any sense. They're not real. The thing about those that is so frustrating is they seem to evade every pop-up blocker that's out there. So it was the right thing to do to turn on the pop-up blocker. But unfortunately, when these things pop up, it's because of some kind of code that is built into a website that shouldn't be, and it causes it to happen. The very best thing that you can do in that case, if you try to click on the OK or the close or anything once that happens, you're not going to be able to. It's not going to let you. You're already going to be within that web. The best thing to do, quit the browser immediately. Whatever browser you're using, just do Control Q and just quit it and then come back into it. And once you do, everything should go back to normal. It's frustrating that you have to go that extra step to quit the browser, but trust me, it's really the only way to make sure that that clears out. But as long as you don't click on those things, because that's actually some kind of form of a phishing email in a strange way, as long as you don't actually click on those things and do anything, nothing will happen, but your iPhone has not been hacked. All those things are just to scare you, and that's all they are.
It looks like it's coming from Apple security, doesn't it?
But that's the thing. That goes back to the phishing thing. Is it a real address? There is no Apple security. See, that's the thing. Anybody can make anything look real and look official, but anything from Apple would be from Apple.com. And they can't do that. They can't make it look like that. So they try something else that sounds really, really smart, like Apple security, which is not a thing.
Really appreciate your helpful advice, Scott Kleinberg. Talk to you again next week. Have a good day, Scott.
You too, Bob. Thank you.